AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. The man accused in the burning death of a woman on a New York subway has been arraigned. The apparently random attack occurred Sunday morning on a stationary F train at the Coney Island station in Brooklyn. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The man arraigned on charges. He set a woman on fire on a New York City subway, also fanned the flames using a shirt, according to prosecutors who say it was all caught on camera. Sebastian Zepeda was in court Tuesday. He did not enter a plea on the murder charges and is being held without bail. ICE says he's illegally in the country from Guatemala. He was taken into custody Sunday when MTA Chief Michael Kemper said,
"There is no room in civilized society for people like him to be walking around."
Julie Walker, New York.
You can watch football on Netflix this Christmas.
The streaming giant will have one of its biggest days Wednesday since the site launched in 1998 when it airs two NFL games for the first time. Pittsburgh will host Kansas City, followed by Baltimore against Houston. And for fans in those cities, they'll be able to watch on regular TV on CBS. Hopefully things will go better than a fight in November on Netflix, when according to the website Down Detector, nearly 85,000 viewers had problems with outages or streaming leading up to and during the fight. I'm Shelley Adler.
Houston volunteers and their pups are spreading holiday cheer at the airport. Dog therapy volunteer Mary Ann Heckman says everyone benefits by having dogs at the airport to ease the stress of passengers.
It's a win-win-win. It's a win for us, a win for the dogs, and a win for the people that we're visiting. So they all love it, and it brings a smile. And we know we made their day when they look at us and said, "You just made our day."
Government regulators cleared American Airlines flights to get airborne after a one-hour national ground stop, which prevented planes from taking off earlier today. This is AP News. Hanna Katzir, an Israeli woman who was taken hostage on October 7, 2023, and freed in a brief ceasefire last year, has died. She was 78. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Hostages Families Forum, a group representing the families of people taken captive, confirmed Katzir's death, but did not disclose the cause. Her daughter, Carmit Polti Katzir, said in a statement that her mother's heart could not withstand the terrible suffering since October 7. Katzir's husband, Rami, was killed during the attack by militants who raided their home in Kibbutz near Oz. Her son Elad was also kidnapped, and his body was recovered in April by the Israeli military, who said he'd been killed in captivity. Hanna Katzir spent 49 days in captivity and was freed in late November 2023. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.